It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
John Miller back with you here at Oracle Park, where we watch the Giants and the Angels duke it out for nearly 5 hours, the Giants winning the ball game. The final score, 9-3, Giants. Dave Fleming is getting ready to do the national telecast of the Dodgers and the Padres as we go places here with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. The Dodgers and Padres at Petco Park, with Trevor Bauer set to go for the Dodgers up against Joe Musgrove there. And the Padres have won the first two games of that series. So the Padres going for the sweep against L.A. The Athletics, as we mentioned, are now in the last of the fifth inning in Texas. Nothing to nothing there as they get ready to come home for their encounter with the Giants over the weekend here at Oracle Park. In a couple of finals, Washington beat the Phillies 13-12. A really crazy game in Philadelphia. And the Cardinals lost at Detroit 6-2 to the Tigers. And in New York, the Mets have a 5-3 lead over Atlanta in the top of the sixth inning. And the Red Sox are trailing Tampa Bay 5-1, top of the sixth inning in Florida. The Giants 9-3 winners over the Angels. Time for the Honda highlights of the game. Wondering what makes Honda so special? Ask anyone who owns a Honda, and they'll tell you about the legendary dependability, the great gas mileage, and the incredible lease offers you can get right now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For more information, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. The Giants, with Kevin Gausman, their ace on the mound, and Shohei Ohtani, who is the Angels' big slugger, 23 home runs, especially the big slugger, with the absence of Mike Trout, who's on the injured list. So the two of them were having at it, and it was an outstanding pitcher's duel. And it was nothing-nothing with one out in the fifth inning when Mike Yastrzemski came to the plate.
Oh, yeah, swing, and he hits a high drive to right field. Way back there, still going, and goodbye! A long home run to right field by Yastrzemski for the first run of the game. 10th home run this year for Mike Yastrzemski.
Yeah, so Yaz putting the Giants ahead, but the lead did not last for very long. With two down in the last of the fifth inning, Luis Renjifo, maybe the least likely guy that you would expect to go deep against Gausman, went deep, and it was tied up at one, and it would stay tied for a long time. In the eighth inning, the Giants got something going with one out when Brandon Belt, facing the reliever Myers, and apparently just decided, well, they're giving me a bunt hit. There were two strikes, and I'm swinging and missing against this guy. So he laid down a bunt and got a base hit on it. He was still at first with two down when Donovan Solano also got a hit.
Rogers continues to warm up in the bullpen. Solano, ground ball, base hit into right this time. Belt around second. He's going to dig for third. Renjifo up with the throw, and it's offline, and it gets away. Rendon's going to go play the carom and throw home, and Belt's going to be out by plenty, and now Belt is limping. Oh, no. Brandon Belt goes down onto both knees. He's out trying to score after the throw got away from third, and Belt is hurting.
Yeah, so the word is that came to us from the Giants clubhouse after the game that his right knee giving him some trouble, and he'll have an MRI when the Giants get back home. That will be tomorrow. So the Giants will just have to hope for the best with Brandon Belt because he's been such a valuable player for the Giants. Ultimately, we would go into extra innings. The Giants could not get that free runner home in the 10th inning, and neither could the Angels, although they got the bases loaded with one out against Zach Littell, but then Zach Littell got through it. And this was, remember, at a time where Max Stassi had came in with the bases loaded one out as a pinch hitter for the pitcher. And he struck out, and then Rendon grounded out, and the inning was over. And we didn't realize just how huge that would be, that the Angels' backup catcher was out of the game as we went into the 11th inning. But in the 11th, the Giants couldn't get anybody home, and then the Angels couldn't either. John Brebbia came in with that runner at second, gave the automatic walk to the slugger Jared Walsh, and then got Taylor Ward to ground into a big double play and got Iglesias to ground out. He threw only five pitches getting through the 11th inning. In the 12th inning, the Giants would score. The automatic runner Solano and Duggar doubled him home to give the Giants a 2-1 lead, but that was the only run the Giants were able to get. And in the last of the 12th inning, the Angels tied the ball game. Iglesias, the runner, and Canning, the pitcher, because the catcher, Suzuki, got hurt. Taylor Ward, who had caught in the minor leagues a little bit, but not in the last 4 years, he had not caught a game anywhere. But Taylor Ward came in as the emergency catcher. And Griffin Canning came in to play left field because Justin Upton not able to play. So they had a left fielder who was a pitcher, and the left fielder who was also a catcher at that point. Canning got down a bunt, though, with Iglesias going to second, and then Lagares knocked him in with an infield hit, and it was 2-2. And then on a hit-and-run play, Lagares ended up going over to third base as Fletcher hit a little chopper to the right side. And they had runners at first and third with one out. The infield was in. And then this huge play occurred with Renjifo at the plate.
Here's the pitch. And a slider grounded to first. Ruff has it. He's coming home. The tag by Posey. Safe at the plate. Posey throws to second. He thinks he got the out. The Giants obviously are going to look at this. If the call on the field is correct, then the game is over. Gabe Kapler's asking the umpires to review. The call was safe. Ruff in for Belt, who got hurt and had to come out of the game. Threw home. Lagares into his slide. Posey swiped the tag on Lagares. Did his foot hit home plate before the tag? I don't think so. I think he's out. Let's get the call. Out at home plate.
Yes. Out at the plate. Huge. And what a throw by Darren Ruff, besides. Just a perfect throw. And on we went. The Angels did not score in that inning. And they ended up having to send up a pitcher. And that was Dylan Bundy. And Dylan Bundy struck out because they had no more hitters. They were trying to make the Giants believe that they would use Justin Upton. He had come out on deck. But then when it came down to it and the game was still going, he was brought back, and Dylan Bundy instead, one of their starting pitchers, struck out, inning over. Finally, in the 13th, Yastrzemski was the automatic runner with one out. Posey was given an automatic walk. And then Ruff walked to load the bases for Brandon Crawford, and Crawford walked to force home the go-ahead run. All of that against Alex Claudio, who walked three straight hitters, and the Giants were ahead 3-2. Then in from the bullpen came Junior Guerra. He struck out Donovan Solano, but he was not able to get Steven Duggar. And before Duggar, with some of his heroics, there was a wild pitch that got a run home. So it was 4-2 with runners at second and third for Duggar.
2-2. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit hard on the ground, and a diving attempt by Fletcher. He's got it. He'll throw to first. It's late. One run is in, and right behind Ruff, here's Crawford, and he'll score. An infield hit that goes for two runs for the Giants, 6-2 here in the 13th inning. This game is one of the strangest that I've ever seen.
No. Yes, and I think plenty of us would echo that. And we're going to make that the hit of the game, that hit that was so elusive for the Giants. Before that hit, they'd only had one hit in 17 at-bats with runners in scoring position. But that made it 6-2, and people able to breathe a little bit easier will make that the Giants' hit of the game. Sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. Well, the Giants, after all of that, they were not finished. Dubon got a walk, and they had a couple of men on. And Mike Jalkman, who just had a miserable day, had been up five times and struck out all five, but he was able to shake off some of the bad effects of all of that and come out of it with a smile.
Here's the pitch. Fastball, and he hits a high drive right center field. It is gone! Mike Tauchman! 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts, and he hits a 2-run homer. I say a 2-run homer, it's a 3-run homer. Can't shortchange him to make it 9-2 Giants in the 13th.
Well, the Angels would get their automatic runner home in the last of the 13th against Harlan Garcia, but that was it. And the Giants go on to win this ball game. 9-3 was the final. And the player we give credit to for their stellar performance, and there are so many heroes of the piece in this one, but I'm going to go with Steven Duggar. He's the one who got those hits. In the 12th inning, a double to knock in the go-ahead run, and then with the game tied again, the two-run single in the 13th to give them that extra cushion. And so Steven Duggar had a three-hit game and three extra inning RBIs. He is the player we give credit to, sponsored by GEICO, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. And finally, time for the K Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Giants pitchers in the 13 innings had 13 strikeouts, 9 of them by the starter, Kevin Gausman, in 7. And the Angels pitchers had 19 strikeouts in 13 innings, 9 by their starter, Ohtani, in 6 innings as well. So now, a day off, and then the Giants and the Athletics, the Battle of the Bay, 6:45 on Friday, right here at Oracle Park. Tickets available at sfgiants.com/tickets. And they'll all be available if you want to come. And there, apparently there are still plenty of good seats available as it's opened up entirely now for this welcome home weekend series, the Giants and the A's big fireworks extravaganza after the ball game. We hope to see you here at Oracle Park. The Giants on a roll, now 48-26 atop the National League Western Division. Thanks to Darren Chan and our network coordinators Mike Holler and Matt Leland, and this is John Miller saying thank you for joining us. And we'll see you on Friday night, the pregame show at 5:45. First pitch, Giants and A's at 6:45. We'll see you then. The final again today in 13 innings. It was the Giants over the Angels, 9-3.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.